Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I tell you what, it's an honor to have someone from Northwest Arkansas because, you know, that's where I live too. Harvey Horn, who's fishing the Bassmaster Elite Series and the Opens this year, is here, and we're right on the shore of Beaver Lake, and so that makes it nice. But you're a traveler. You're a wanderer. Tell us about that.
You know, I started out when I moved up here 13 years ago now. Our plan was for me to go pro in 10 years, and it just happened to work out that way that the open schedule coincided with that 10-year mark, and that was the first year I fished the Opens. I actually qualified for the Bassmasters Elite Series by finishing second in points, and I didn't make that jump the first time because just we didn't have the money, we didn't have the financial backing that you need to be able to go do that. The second year that I fished the Opens, I won an Open, which gave me that financial cushion that we needed, and went on to re-qualify for the Elite Series again. And here we are, 2 years later, fixing to start year three. Got a very exciting schedule this year. You know, we go back to the St. John's last year now, since it's right. 2021 today.
Right.
I was able to finish 12th down there. And to be able to finish 12th in a place like Palatka is just phenomenal to me. Not knowing the river as well as the other guys that have been fishing for many years. And that place is if you've never been there, it's absolutely a trip worth making. And I'm really looking forward to getting the season started in mid-February.
Yeah, and it's rolling. It's coming fast, isn't it?
You know, it flows a lot faster than people really realize. It, you know, being as big of a river as it is, I mean, we consider rivers to be, you know, Mississippi, Arkansas. Well, the St. Right. John's is only, you know, 380 miles or so long, and it flows a lot faster than you realize. You know, you have to get out in the main part of the river to see that flow, but it's actually cooking along about 4 miles an hour once you get out there.
Wow, that's a pretty good flow.
It is, and you know, we're gonna leave from there and go to the Tennessee River at Knoxville.
Uh-huh.
So we got two river tournaments back to back, and just looking forward to both of those. The Tennessee River is going to be a little bit more challenging. It's got smallmouth, which, you know, I'm a brownfish addict. I've loved smallmouth ever since the first one I caught when I was 18. And from there, we'll head to Texas, down to right. the Sabine River. So there's uh-huh. another river system, but it's tidal water, and it's got a lot of flow to it as well. But
it's going to be a tough tournament. That's always it seems like the weights are lower, and it's if it you're on be. Fish there, it can go a long ways. It a can. Limit and fish can go a long ways there.
I think we're going to hit it a little bit better time of year this year. It'll be early April. Still be some spawning fish down there.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that one as well. It's a place that I've had opportunities when I fished that first Open down there to do well. It's a big venue. Oh, it's huge.
Right.
You got thousands of miles of water that you've got to pick, you know, one area and basically stick to, because you're not going to run 30, 40 miles to the next little pot of fish that you find unless it's, you know, done just dried up or there's a lot of right. fishing pressure. But I think we're going to see some bigger weights this year than the last time when the guys were there. What was that, 2018?
Right.
When Hackney won. I think we're going to see some bigger weights this year just because the timing will be a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Then we leave from there and head up to Lake Fork, which is legendary for right. big bass. You know, we've yep. had another 100-pound tournament there this past year.
Yep.
Patrick Walters was able to put together the winning pattern of catching those fish using his electronics to literally pinpoint each fish he made a cast to.
Yep.
And this year we're gonna be looking at them. There's still gonna be quite a few bedding fish.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I love to do. I love to fish for bedding fish, you know. And it's a different scenario since it's gonna be a catchway release. So
right.
we're putting those fish right back in the water after we catch uh-huh. them. They're not getting hauled around all day. which to me is a better thing to do when they're spawning.
Right.
You know, I wish all spawning tournaments would go that way, but you know, unfortunately, people want to see big bass.
Right.
They want us to bring them to the scales. And that's just, you know, bass does such a great job of keeping those fish alive. They work really hard, and they're very diligent in keeping the water temperatures, everything, pH levels, all of that stuff is very critical to keeping those fish alive, and they do a great job of that. From there, we'll head up to, I believe it's Pickwick.
We go, yeah, in Florence, Alabama, I think.
Go to Pickwick in May, so they'll probably still be a few lingering fish, but it'll mainly be over up there. You know, they'll start to pull
on
out
the ledges. Yeah.
And that place has got some giant smallmouth. You know, that's something that you go back and look at the history of the lake and look at some of the tournaments from the 90s, you know, the guys weighing in 26, 27 pounds of all smallmouth. And that's.
And that could be a ledge like the ledge where they just are just starting to get on the ledge, which is phenomenal fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really, really going to look forward to that one. Then we've got Lay Lake. No.
Is it Smith?
Smith. Yeah. Then we go to the one right above. Oh, I'm going to have to pull it out and look. I know it, but I can't remember it. The great thing about technology these days is you can literally just pull up anything you need.
That's right.
Okay, so we've got the opens.
And then they're going to travel up north after they get. Yeah. After you get there, then you're on the northern venue of this.
We'll be at Champlain, the St. Lawrence. Then I have Oneida and back to the St. Lawrence for an open. Right. And just the smallmouth up there, so huge on the St. Lawrence River. You know, there's no other place that I've been. You know, we got to fish St. Clair. The St. Clair fish, they're the same body of water. Technically, right. Because the rivers flow all the way through mm-hmm. through the falls and all. But the fish are just, they're shaped different in St. Clair. They're actually bigger body-wise, but they don't weigh as heavy. You might catch a 24-inch smallmouth that only weighs 4.5 pounds.
Right.
Well, if you go to the St. Lawrence and catch a 24-inch smallmouth, it's probably going to weigh closer to 8.
It's that current they're dealing with. Makes them big and mean.
The current, the gobies, they just sit there and eat all day. That's all they do.
So you're going to be traveling up to New York and stuff. But what have you done? What's your plans for the next couple months, or what have you been doing on your off season?
You know, we've been spending a lot of time working, trying to get new partnerships garnered to help us and help the companies that we're partnered with. We're working really close with Express right now, building our new boats.
Right.
You know, we're doing some video stuff for Yamaha and doing some things locally for a few new companies that we're hoping to bring on board for next year. And it's just getting everything ready, getting geared up, you know, getting all the new cash and rods in. They're actually announcing a new line of rods coming out this afternoon.
Oh, really?
And they've kept that one under wraps because they didn't even tell us.
Well, you can tell them now.
I don't even know because they hadn't told me.
But Cash and Rods, tell them a little bit about Cash and Rods. How'd you start a relationship with them? Because, you know, I've known them from going to ICAST. Mm-hmm. Where'd you catch up with them?
You know, actually, I have a friend up in Missouri that's been using Cash and Rods for ever since they came out. He's been friends with the owner, Matt Cashin.
Uh-huh.
And at one time, he was basically their sales rep in southeast Missouri.
Wow.
And he called me up, and he's like, hey, would you like me to introduce you? Shoot, yeah.
Right.
You know, that's an all-American-made company. They take a lot of pride in their product, and, you know, their warranty service has been great. For the guys that I know that have been using them longer than I have, you know, they're spot on with their warranty service. Their customer service is great. And to be with a company that really cares about building a great rod, is paramount to me because I want to have the best rod I can in my hand when I'm out there fishing for $100,000.
Right.
And trying to get those classic spots that have eluded me for the last 4 years. But they're working to build a great rod for the future, and they talk about longevity. I've got rods now that my son will be using when he's grown.
Wow.
They're just that good. We've had rod companies used to build rods that were that great, and you don't find them much anymore.
Right.
That's one of the things that Cashin really prides themselves in, is building a rod that's going to last the lifetime of any angler.
And they have a little different handle on theirs. Instead of having the EVA foam or having cork, they have more of a golf grip.
Yeah, it's carbon fiber. And when you first pick it up, you would think, man, that's just a strange feel. But within the first 5 or 10 minutes, you realize that's really comfortable, and it doesn't fatigue your hand through the day like some of the heavier brands that are out there. And I was skeptical when I first grabbed one, but 5 minutes in, I'm like, yeah, this is the rods that I want.
Do you have a favorite model?
I actually do. Now, the one that I like the most is the Icon, the all-purpose rod.
Uh-huh.
It's one that I've actually got it out in the truck, and I meant to bring it in, but it's one of the rods that you can pick up and do anything with. You can flip a jig, and you can actually, 3/4 ounce punch weight or throw a top water. Just, it's so versatile that you can just do anything with it. And many rod companies have gotten away from an all-around rod because they want you to buy this rod for this application.
Right.
And we do have technique-specific rods, but we also have a rod that, for a newer angler, to be able to pick up one rod and go out and throw a square bill or throw a chatterbait or throw a topwater with, that's pretty special. To be able to give that one person an option of, hey, I can pick this up and go do anything with it.
Right. And so what other sponsors do you have? You have Express Boats. Tell us a little bit more. Which model are you going to be running this year?
I'll be back in an X21 again this year.
Uh-huh.
We've done a few things. And to be part of the conversation every year when they're in the design phase of how do we build a better product, to be able to put in my 2 cents into that conversation is really special. Because we all sit down at a table, guys, what can we do to make our product better? Myself, Bill Lowen, Caleb Summerall, Dale Hightower, now Jason Christie's coming on board. That's a wealth of knowledge. Jason's been around for many years, so is Dale and Bill, myself and Caleb. We've all been fishing for our lives,
Right.
I'm 44, and I've been fishing since I was 4, so there's 40 years of knowledge that I get to bring to the table. Dale's the same way. Dale's been fishing since he was 4. Bill, probably since he was born. I don't know. I think he was born with a fishing pole in his hand.
Christy was.
Yeah, exactly. He was throwing a spinnerbait when he was like a week old.
Probably.
But, to help them build a better product for us to use is a really special relationship in our industry that a lot of people will never get to be a part of. And when I sat down in the 2021 boat, I'll be able to point out, that was my idea right there.
Right.
And that's really special to be able to do that.
It's going to be powered by what?
Yamaha.
How big?
250.
250. Is that the biggest one that'll go on that?
Well, it's rated for a 250. Bass limits us to a 250 horsepower motor, so we can't run a 300 or the 400 or the 425 or 450. Right. However big they're making them now, we're limited to a 250. And to me, that's all I need. I don't need anything bigger than that because I like to be able to get in that shallow water that nobody else goes to.
Right.
And the way our boats are set up, the way that Hyperlift hull is designed, with that 250 on the back, I can still float it in 8-10 inches of water, which is pretty phenomenal.
And what's your average speed, top speed on that?
70 to 74, just depending on how I keep it loaded. I run a pretty light load all the time, so I can get away. I actually run 5 batteries, but I run light on tackle, so I can still, right. you know, maneuver my weight around.
You don't need much if you just got jigs in one spot and trailers in the other, right?
Pretty much. You know, I keep a lot of those big bite soft plastics in the boat, but I found myself even, you know, okay, I'm going to the St. John's River. I'm going to take my my big bite jerk minnows. I'm going to take my fighting frogs. I'm going to take some jigs. I'm going to take a few spinner baits, and that's about what I've got.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of extra that I take with me. I may throw a few jerk baits in the boat this year, but you know, make sure I get those mixed sticks and get them rigged up and ready for down there, because I think we're going to be hitting it a little early this year. That jerk bait bite should be going on.
Yep. Well, that's always good. Who else? Hummingbird is one of your sponsors. Now, this is the first. I expected to see a big release today. The hangover release is what I was going to call it from Hummingbird, but they didn't release it today because that's probably because they're going to wait till Monday when their Mega Live is coming out. So basically tell people your setup on the boat.
I'm running four of the Solix 12s this year. Again, okay. That's the setup that I've had the last 2 years. Really love the mapping. I love the 2D and the side imaging that comes along with the Hummingbird products. The way the One Boat Network ties everything together and makes it to where I can operate anything from the graph, I can run it from a remote. It's really made my life a lot easier out there on the water. You know, when I can spotlight while I'm sitting there, you know, if I want to idle through an area with my trolling motor down just to check some brush or whatever, and okay, I want to change what jig size I have because it's a little bit deeper water right here.
Right.
I can hit that spotlight button, tie on what I need to, or if it's shallow, I can hit a button and drop those talons and just sit there and do what I need to do.
Yeah, and so you're running four units. Up front there, are you going to have a designated? I mean, you're anticipating a designated one, and then what screens would you have open on the one that isn't designated for live?
I usually run the 2D, the down imaging, and a map on one of my 12s.
Uh-huh.
I run the 360 on the other unit. Well, what I'll do is I'll split screen to where I have the 360 and the live on one unit, and then I'll have my 2D down imaging and mapping on my other.
Yep. All right.
Makes it real simple. I can look down, okay, well, I've got a waypoint right over there, troll over to it, or if I want to, I can hit a few buttons and the trolling motor will take me over there without me having to do anything.
Right, and the Solix is a multifunction touch unit, so that makes it pretty nice, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Yep. So tell us a little bit. Tell us what your favorite lure is.
Oh.
You got to have one, don't you?
Yeah, the big bite fighting frog, soft plastic creature bait, it has probably been my number one bait since it came out.
Uh-huh.
We kept it a secret for a couple of years around beaver and before long, it got out that you know, there was a lot of guys winning a lot of money on them. I know a couple of the chamber tournaments that we've had here. I finished very high and had friends that actually won the tournaments on the fighting frog. So it's been a really beneficial bait to me. It's probably put, I'm going to say upwards of $100,000 in the bank for me. So,
wow.
You know, it's one of those baits that you... For me, I don't leave home without it. It's basically like my credit card. If I'm in a boat or if I'm going with somebody, I'm going to take them with me.
Wow. Is there a hard bait that you like?
Man, there's just so many that I'm a shallow water guy, so a square bill crankbait's probably going to be that or the Spro Rock Crawler or the two. The new Spro that just came out is going to be a really good one. It's
the 50.
Yeah. Well, it's the, can't even call a name right now.
Is it the Arcade Crawler? That's the 50.
That's the smaller version of the Rock Crawler. They've actually come out with a true square bill.
Oh,
and it's really reminiscent of the old Big O.
Wow.
It's got a lot of roll to it, which most of your square bills, they dig and they're just a wide wobble. Well, this one's got some of that old timey roll to it that, the fish hadn't seen in quite a while.
Wow.
I hadn't had a chance to throw it yet, but it'll get some use in Florida, I promise.
All right. Well, Sid will get you all set up, I bet, on that.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
So if they wanted to find out more about you, where would they go?
We're on just about every social media channel out there, you know, Instagram, Facebook. We've even got Twitter, and what's the new one now that all the kids are on? TikTok.
Yeah.
Got a couple good little videos out there on TikTok that have gained some good traction. And when TikTok, when I first learned of TikTok, it had been out for 2 years. That's how far behind I am. But I learned really quick that it's a great venue to put short little videos on. And I haven't put any tricks and tips and stuff out there yet. But, you know, we've showcased the boat a lot more on TikTok than, you know, some of the other products. And then I've got some stuff where I'm just actually being goofy. But I get a kick out of it. And it's fun.
You know, there you go.
But, you know, feel free to check us out on all the social media channels. We're on YouTube. We got some videos out there. H3 Fishing. And, you know, generally if you ask a question, I'm going to answer. I answered a few this morning before, on the way down, actually. I had to pull over a couple times and answer some questions. But we're always available, and I love to interact with the public and talk to the people that are out there. That's part of the deal that we do, you know.
Yep. And that takes us to tackle time, and it's my time to do tackle time because Mitch isn't here. Once again, he's doing making lures. He's making lures. He's starting to get stocked up for lures because this year is going to be – I predicted this year is going to be phenomenal for the fishing tackle retailers. They're going to really, really sell a lot of products once again. The boat ramps are really crowded. And what I have is the Pico Bunny Butts. And the reason why I picked a Pico Bunny Butts is because it's basically a lot of guys are still out crappie fishing. And this is a jig that already has, it has rabbit hair, basically kind of an advanced dowel fly that has a really strong sickle hook on. And so a high quality hook. And that's really good. And of course, all those guys out crappie fishing. You probably do a little crappie fishing.
I actually do a little crappie fishing right across the river over here. This year we were kind of hung up on the whole tournament scale situation, and I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time crappie fishing this spring, which is what I love to do when I'm not out there chasing those bass.
There you go. There you have it. Thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Thanks for being here, Harvey,
Thanks
taking the time and swinging through. And, you know, make sure you subscribe and just watch our shows. We've got all kinds of great stuff happening. Thanks, Harvey.
Thank you.